Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Do what you want to do.
You know, sometimes you see a headline and it's just, well, shocking. It's just shocking when you see some headlines. My next guest is William Wagner. He's the president of Salt Lake Global. He'll be here in just a moment. We're tracking him down in the UK today. But he's from the Great Lakes Justice Center as well, former federal prosecutor, former federal judge, who's traveling in the UK and found this, I don't know, this headline that's becoming all too common. You see a headline like this, a Christian couple taking a stand and suing their son's primary school after a six-year-old boy was allowed to wear a dress in class. Now that part's, bothersome enough, but it's a Church of England school. Nigel and Sally Rowe have withdrawn their two boys from the Church of England school, claiming there is an agenda overriding their beliefs. They say there's an agenda override. Can you imagine? This goes back to the Catholic school in California that is tearing down statues of the Virgin Mary and baby Jesus because they feel that it might be offensive to some people. You're a Catholic school. And a Church of England school allowing a young boy to wear a dress and identify as a girl, and then not tell his parents. They believe it's wrong that young children have to confront the complex issue of transgenderism. I would agree. They took action after their six-year-old came home confused as to why a boy was now a girl. His brother, who was eight, was withdrawn a year ago over a similar incident. How does a boy become a girl? And that's where the confusion lies with a Church of England school. And so you see these headlines. You see them in California. You see this push for, I don't know, for normalization of this sort of behavior. First of all, how does a 5 or 6 year old understand sexuality that deeply unless there's some prodding going on, I suppose? I mean, come on. We've all had young children, right? We've been around young children. Do you think that's they just get there on their own? Mr. and Mrs. Rowe, who live on the Isle of Wight, have accused the school of failing to respect their right to bring up their children in accordance with their own religious values. After all, they went to a Church of England school. They said parents have not been consulted about the school's policies to tackle transphobic behavior introduced to comply with the 2010 Equality Act. School said teachers are educating children about gender-inappropriate pronouns. Great! I think we should, again, I'm going back to the Pronoun Protection Act. The school, this inappropriate pronouns, encouraging them to be transgender people as real male or female. Mr. Rowe, who's 44, said the children will now be homeschooled. We're doing it because we want to make a stand for parents like ourselves who feel there is an agenda going on that is overriding our beliefs. And so there you go. There you go. We'll keep an eye on that story, and we'll get back to William Wagner. Difficulty getting through to the UK at the moment. We'll get back to him. Meanwhile, in light of Irma, the president, President Trump, calling for an increase in the speed of putting together tax reform, saying this weekend he will ask the Republican-controlled Congress to further speed up its efforts to overhaul the U.S. tax code, citing the potential impact of Hurricane Irma as a reason to hasten reforms. I think now, with what's happening with the hurricane, I'm going to ask for a speed up. I wanted to speed up anyway, but now we really need it even more. So said the president at the outset of a cabinet meeting at Camp David, which, by the way, if you didn't see this photograph, there was a spectacular photograph of the entire cabinet bowing their heads and praying. Bowing their heads and praying for those impacted by Hurricane Irma at Camp David over the weekend. The word unprecedented has been thrown around a lot these days. I think it's unprecedented in the last 8 years or 10. Pretty impressive picture. It was an impressive picture and gave me a lot of respect and some hope, by the way. By the way, the president's approval ratings are ticking up dramatically since Harvey, since Irma began. The latest Rasmussen report shows 46% support for the president, 53% disapprove of his performances so far. But you have to keep in mind, you know, the chance of him ever breaking through, the ceiling's going to be at about 51, 52% because of the way this country is divided. But his desire to slash the U.S. corporate tax rate from 35% to 15% to boost job growth is doing well. The president's response to the horrific, hellacious flooding in Houston helping him. His response to Hurricane Irma, the mobilization of resources, and the focus on dealing with these two major catastrophes has encouraged people to support him stronger now than they have since April. And just keep this in mind. Whenever the president surpasses 50% support, he's doing something pretty incredible. Because of the number of, I mean, you begin the day with 47% that absolutely dislike him, will not support him under almost any circumstance. So if he gets to the 50% mark, he's persuaded those in the middle, the independents, the undecideds. And at the last check, he's up to 46%. So it could be a turning point, because this also comes in the aftermath of the deal with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on getting aid to those in Texas. Soon there'll be another aid package on the table to get aid to those in Florida. It too will pass with bipartisan support and with speed, because those deals are in place. And now we have found some bipartisan cooperation in Washington. And you know what? I think that's probably a good thing. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get the latest on Irma. Have some more thoughts about September the 11th. And we'll go from there. It's a Monday on the Steve Gerber Show. Thanks for joining. We'll be right back.